Seriously? Guess there's no signals for this far out into the sticks. Well, I got bad news, bud. We're gonna have to talk. I know, truly the end of days. But we might just have to socialize. Whoa, hey now, steady there. I don't want to talk to you, but listening to your voice is marginally more entertaining than listening to static. Just barely, though. Well, we could talk about whatever. School, work. I mean, right now, we could talk about your driving. I mean, fuck, can you cool it with the lane changing? You know both lanes go to the same place, right? No, you're insane. The cars aren't going slow, they're going the speed limit. You are driving over the speed limit. 5 miles is still over. Please tell me you've never tried using that excuse when you got pulled over. Seriously? How have you never been pulled over? You drive like a psychopath. I get pulled over for just like dipping over the speed limit for 1 second. I suppose that explains a lot. You're just spoiled and you don't understand the concept of consequences. Yeah, well, maybe no one's here to pull you over right now, but that won't matter if we're turned to jam and goo all over the highway. So slow down. Okay, first of all, I'm not even in the backseat. And second of all, it's not backseat driving if I'm telling you to go the speed limit. Oh my god, you just cut that guy off. You're crazy. No, he did not cut you off first. You're a menace to society. All right, listen, if you won't behave, then I guess I'll just have to make you behave. Drastic times call for drastic measures. Give me your hand. Give me your hand. You can drive with one hand. All right. Grab it right here. Yes, grab my boob. Just like that. Listen to me. This is your stress ball now. Squeeze it as hard as you want, but slow the fuck down. Got it? Ow! Oh my god, you're squeezing my titty so hard. What the fuck? Oh my... Ow! No, don't stop. Don't stop. I'm doing this for your own good and for the protection of myself and... all the poor fuckers that have to share this fucking road with you. No, squeeze. Come on, harder. Don't look at them. Just squeeze. Oh my god, that fucking hurts, you crazy fucker. Ah! Oh, you think this is funny? Oh, you are such a little fucking brat, you know that? Why did I ever think that catching a ride with my best friend's brother would be a good idea? And I'm letting you touch my tits. I think that's thank you enough. Ow! Excuse me? You can see why my friends left me behind. Oh, you are such a dick, you know that? You better apologize before I ban you from feeling me up. That's better. See? Looks like you can be a polite and responsible member of society. Well, I guess most men can probably be tamed when big old titties are involved. So keep going. Actually, you know what? I think what will help your road rage even more is if you get a little more creative. Slap it. Yeah, dude, I'm serious. Slap it. Come on. I really believe it's gonna reduce your stress, so just do it. Ow! God, do you do anything gently? Holy shit, you know, most people just start slow and work their way... work their way up to going hard, and you just fucking go all out right... Oh my god. Well, don't stop. You gotta... Fuck. You gotta behave, and... you're fucking insane. I'm not a drum set. Oh, you're enjoying yourself way too much. That ear-to-ear smile is so fucking obnoxious. God. And what did I say about speeding? Slow the fuck down. You know what? I have an idea. We're about halfway. How about we up the ante here? Since you still can't seem to control yourself when faced with my big titties, let's try something different. And it's probably gonna sound crazy. I mean, it is crazy, but hear me out. I'm gonna lean over your seat and and I'm gonna suck your dick, okay? I'm serious, but there's a catch. I will only keep sucking if you stay the speed limit. If you go over by even 2 miles per hour, I'll stop. No more sucking. And trust me, when I get started, you're not gonna want me to stop. Now let's see just how good you can be. Focus on the road. Do not look down at me while I do this. And if you think for a second that just because I can't see the speedometer that I won't know if you're going over, you're wrong. I have a sense for these things. Don't test me. Now. Oh, are you already hard from slapping my tits? What are you, a sadist? Oh, I see. So you just like to make everyone's lives a little bit worse, huh? The people on the road, your sister's friend. All right, now, like I said, do not look at me. Eyes on the road, okay? Okay. Keep your eyes on the fucking road. I can feel you looking at me. You're really feeling this, aren't you? Squirming in your seat from just a little blowjob? Is this your first time getting a blowjob? Or is it because I'm the one who's sucking? Nope, I felt you speed up. Slow down. Do you want me to suck your dick? Then slow down. No, I don't care if you're excited. If you can't keep focused, then I'm gonna stop sucking you off altogether. Do you want that? Is that what you want? For me to stop sucking your cock? I didn't think so. Good boy. Yeah, I called you a good boy. What, you like that, dork? I know you did, because your cock twitched when I said it. Who knew that my best friend's brother was a little fucking freak? Hey, go ahead and use that other hand if you want. Pat my head. Pull my hair. As long as you're nice and calm and relaxed and not speeding, you can do whatever you want. I'm not gonna lie, your cock tastes amazing. Kind of like it was made for getting sucked. Did you just flick my fucking bra strap? What? That's kind of hot. Focus. I can feel you going faster. I'm not stupid. Don't make me stop. You don't want me to stop, do you? I don't care if your cock tastes amazing. Unlike you, I have self-control and I can stop whenever I want. I'll point the AC vent down at your exposed dick so then it gets really cold. So then you'll be extra sad. You don't want that, right? But as long as you're good for me, that won't need to happen. So eyes on the road and keep the right speed, okay? This is working so well. Oh my gosh. Are you enjoying yourself? What the fuck? Did that guy just cut you off? Oh my god, what a maniac! Ah, oh, look at that fucker. Florida license plate and all. Checks out, I guess. Whenever I see a Florida license plate, I just assume they're drunk. But you know what? It's good timing because the turn is just up ahead. And if I hadn't stopped sucking you, we might have missed it. Then I would have had to keep sucking you while you went all the way back around. And then you would have probably came. Wouldn't that have been tragic? Oh, relax. I'm not gonna let you drive all the way back home with blue balls. I'm not that cruel. Besides, you being frustrated and on the road is not a good mix. Not to mention, I do owe you for giving me a ride, so why don't I return the favor? I'm so fucking serious. Look, right over there. That's Stacy's car. Parked next to hers. Relax, they're not in the car. They're probably setting up their tents and shit. We have time, it's fine. No, we're not having sex in the campsite bathroom. Ew. We can do it here in your car. Trust me, this isn't my first rodeo. I'll just reach around you, pull this recline. There we go. And now all we need is a hard cock and... Oh, wait. I already caught your cock nice and hard with my wet, warm mouth, didn't I? I guess you really did like me sucking the shit out of it, huh? Well, my personal motto is never waste a boner, so lay back while I climb over into your lap and straddle you. Oh, take my panties off. I'm not wearing panties. Oh, does that turn you on? Does that excite you to know that my pussy was exposed this entire time under my skirt? My bare, wet folds touching the seat of your car this whole time. Don't worry, you can have a nice sniff of the seat later. But for now, I'm gonna take this dick of yours inside me, okay? Good. Now, hold my hips while I guide you inside. Fuck. There we go. There we go. Hold me nice and tight while I ride the stick. Let's make your car rock back and forth, okay? Oh, God. Fuck, you feel so good. I'm buried inside my slit while I bounce up in town. And that adorable face of yours. God, I love your fucking face so much. I'm so overwhelmed. You don't know what to do with those hands, huh? Well, I was teaching you on the way here, wasn't I? Remember? Those hands are made to do one thing. Grab and squeeze my big fucking tits. Use them as stress balls while I ride all that stress away. Oh, God. Oh, you're gonna be nice and calm when I'm done with you. I mean, someone has to fuck that temper and impatient road rage out of you. It's the least I can do. Oh, God. Fuck. Then again, I can't even pretend I'm being selfless right now. Oh, this feels so fucking good. And I'm gonna ride you all the way to my orgasm. And it's gonna feel so good coming on that dick. Oh, fuck. And pull out. Are you insane? Fuck that. Oh, I put in too much work for you to spill that load of cum anywhere besides in my tight pussy. It's my reward. I deserve it, don't I? I'm always responsible, but sometimes you have to be a little crazy. Let's just say you're not the only crazy one in this car. And besides, I can't wait to sit around that campfire tonight with your sister and all our friends. With your cum leaking out of my pussy. I'll bet they'll smell it. They might even know I got fucked by you. You like that? You really are fucking crazy, aren't you? You want them to know. You want them to know you fucked this tight little pussy, don't you? Prove it. Prove that you're as crazy as I am. Come inside me right now. Fuck my pussy. Press your face into my boobs. Just like that. Moan while I slam myself down onto your dick over and over and over again. You're gonna come inside my pussy and it's gonna leak out of me in front of everybody. Yeah, that's right. That's your pussy to come inside. That's right. Oh, empty those balls. Come on. Deep inside my cunt. Oh, fuck. Oh, my God. Oh, that's it. Yeah, that's it. Oh, flood that pussy just like that. Just like that. Oh, fuck. Holy fuck. You came inside me. You came inside your sister's best friend. Oh, what a little freak.
I don't know what you're talking about, sir. I would never demand a man come inside me. I'm a lady of dignity, after all. But yeah, that was amazing. And you came so much. If I didn't know any better, I'd say you like me. Oh, fuck. It's Stacy and Jess. They probably saw you pull in. Okay, it's fine. Act natural. Act normal. Relax. Stuff your cock in your pants. Come on. Okay. Calm down. It's fine. Let me fix your hair. Because you have sex hair, obviously. Look, we're just two happy chaps that were on a platonic road trip, okay? Got it? Hey, girls. The life of the party has arrived. Okay, chill out. I'm still not over the fact that you guys left me behind. Yeah, I'm maybe 30 minutes late. Whatever. You know, I actually had a really nice ride back with this dork right here. He's an amazing driver, too. Like, so safe and responsible. He was actually wondering if he could come along on this camping trip with us. Isn't that right? See? He's so happy to be here with us. I think it's going to be an amazing week. Okay, so which way to the campsite? Perfect. We'll meet you guys there. And you better save some marshmallows for us. I'll grab my stuff and head right over, okay?
I guess you're stuck here with us now, cutie. Or with me specifically.
Oh no, don't worry. It doesn't matter that you didn't bring anything. My tent is big enough for two.
And so is my sleeping bag. And as for your clothes, I don't really think you're going to be needing clothes. Not when you're with me anyway.
So now grab some bags and let's set up this tent. I think that we're going to have to hit the hay early tonight, don't you?
We just have so much to do together.
Mm-hmm. And I still have another hole. It's only the least I can do. I want to make sure you have a good time. I think it's only right that you try it out.
Now come on, get a move on, dork. And try to stay calm. Save all that pent-up aggression for me, okay?